This call is being recorded.
Okay, we're on. The call is recorded. Welcome everybody to the call, and I'm going to start off with the agenda. I'm going to do announcements, and then from announcements, I'm going to talk about taffy, and I'm going to talk about liquid B12, and then the five pillars very briefly, which is injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And then we'll move into the Q&A part of it, which is the most exciting part of it. All right, so I want to say announcements. First of all, the Nature Sunshine Convention is happening this week. So some of us that are on this call will be attending the convention in Montreal, and the convention is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Consequently, there will be no call on Monday. Usually I have Monday calls, but there is no call next Monday. You have to give me some traveling time. The next thing I want to mention is Nature Sunshine is sponsoring Cindy Clement. She will be our guest speaker here in Kelowna, if you're in the Kelowna area, on Thursday, November 15th at the Ramada at 6:30 p.m. If you would be so kind to put this down on your calendar and to invite people to attend. The agenda for the convention is, the agenda for the presentation is convention overview, the new and improved products. And on November the 12th, which is a Monday, Nature Sunshine will be in Vancouver at the Holiday Inn Express, and that's in Burnaby, at Metrotown Burnaby. So, Jolene, that would probably pertain to you if you want to invite your friends, family members, and so on. This is a free event sponsored by Nature Sunshine. In regards to taffy, this is a course that I personally have implemented and put together and organized. I am kind of the CEO of TAFI. TAFI is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. And presently, I am teaching Team 44. We will have completed TAFI within 2 weeks. Jolene, who is on the call, is part of that team. Then we've started Team 45 is off the ground. And so registrations for Team 46 are on the way and probably start at the beginning of November. Very briefly, what is TAFI? TAFI is a course that takes place via teleconference call, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, for about 2 months. Each day, you express your accountability to your own health. You get a 5-minute lesson, which is also emailed to you. And you also express your commitment to your own health following the guidelines that I give you as a leader in TAFI. And everybody who follows TAFI principles gets amazing results by the end of the 2 months. That's why it's so very, very exciting. If you plan to do TAFI, please contact me. Okay, now I'm getting some background noise. Okay, so whoever is making the noise, if you could please be so kind to mute out, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. And I'm going to move now into the further agenda, and that is I'm going to talk about liquid methyl B12. And then I'll move into the brief explanation of the five pillars that affect all diseased conditions. That's injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And then we'll open it up finally to questions and answers. So please be sure you have your questions ready to roll. All right, let me see. Where am I starting? I'm starting with liquid B12, the whole B12 concept. So recently I took it upon myself to study vitamin B12. And this is information that comes from Dr. Edward Group, who says 80% of the population have problems with vitamin B12. They are deficient in B12. And all people, he said, everybody over 50 years old have a deficiency in B12. We're simply not absorbing the B12 from the foods that we're eating. And so who is affected by B12? Anybody, he said, who has fatigue, irritability, feels run down, has memory loss, brain fog, poor mental energy, a burning sensation, bleeding gums, slow reflexes, all of those people, he said, are affected by B12. Then what is B12? B12 is actually created by a soil-based bacteria. He said it's like a type of probiotic. And it's exciting to find out that B12, along with B3, is excellent in protein digestion in the stomach area. There are four types of B12. I'm not going to get into all of them. The most important kind of B12 is methyl. It's spelled M-E-T-H-Y-L, methyl vitamin B12 is the best form, and it's better when it's combined with other B12s. So it's interesting to note that Nature's Sunshine's liquid methyl B12 is exactly that. It's a methyl B12 combined with other vitamin Bs, like B3 and other vitamin Bs. B12 is important. He said so important for the brain and the neurons. He said the brain and neurons rely on B12. So he said those people that are diagnosed with things like multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's disease, they are extremely B12 deficient. B12 protects the myelin sheath of the nervous system. And there's lots of myelin in the brain area because the brain is part of the nervous system. B12 helps to produce serotonin, and serotonin is produced in the stomach area. Serotonin helps with mood control, depression, anxiety. B12 is essential for healthy thyroid. It helps with iodine assimilation. He said it's essential for male fertility. And there was a study that was done at Maryland University where women with low B12 levels ended up having breast cancer. So breast cancer depends on vitamin, or I should say the breast health depends on vitamin B12. B12 is critical for cellular functions, for more physical energy, for helping your body to cleanse. Your body does not make its own B12. Therefore, it's essential that we all get the B12 from an external source. Meat has vitamin B12, and meat is known to raise body temperature. And we all know that cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. And B12 by itself in a vitamin helps to increase blood circulation and to raise body temperature. Now, there are certain problems and why B12 is not being absorbed. And this is the reasons that he gave. He said things like gastritis, if you are eating foods with MSG in it, mercury dental fillings interfere with B12 absorption, high fructose corn syrup does. And he says that high fructose corn syrup actually damages the small intestine. Genetically modified foods interfere with absorption of B12. Gluten, he said, interferes with absorption and actually causes immune response or poor immune responses for up to 6 months. Then he talked about B12 is needed for the production of red blood cells. And the more red blood cells you have, the more oxygen your blood is able to transport. Muscles need oxygen. If you have enough B12, you would not have any muscle pain. So muscle pain is an indication of B12 deficiency. B12 is essential for anybody. Doesn't matter what the diagnosis is, anybody suffering from mental illness. And so anything to do with psychiatric issues or brain fog, and he even said kids, he said, that are taking antidepressants or ADD or ADHD, or they're on anti-anxiety medications, anybody with Parkinson's or anxiety problems, a depression, is all an indication of vitamin B12 deficiency. This is interesting. There have been 400 studies done linking B12 deficiency to anxiety, psychiatric disorders, mood swings, obsessive compulsive disorder, cognitive decline, thyroid disorders. So I'm now going to, I have a questionnaire. And so if you have a pen and you just want to write down the symptoms that apply to you, then you can find out whether you are vitamin B12 deficient. So here it is. Do you suffer from, number one, do you suffer from fatigue, anxiety, or weakness? Do you have a swollen or sore tongue? Do you experience tingling or numbness, similar to pins and needles, either in your hands or your feet? Do you have difficulty concentrating or a poor memory? Do you suffer from stress, irritability, or depression? Is your skin pale? Do you experience dizziness or lightheadedness? Do you have brittle fingernails? Do you have indigestion, gas, bloating, diarrhea, or constipation? Have you experienced unexplained weight loss? Do you have difficulty losing weight? Do you have joint pain, osteoporosis, or arthritis? Do you have cold hands, cold feet, or low body temperature first thing in the morning? Do you have insomnia or trouble sleeping? Do you have trouble waking up first thing in the morning? Do you suffer from shortness of breath with minimal exertion? Do you have trouble walking? Do you regularly drink alcohol? Are you a strict vegetarian or vegan? Do you experience frequent or daily headaches? Do you have celiac disease, Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowel disease, or have you had gastritis or any other type of stomach ailment? Are you taking metformin? Do you have skin redness, dryness, acne, psoriasis, or eczema? Do you have adrenal exhaustion, thyroid issues, or hormonal imbalance? Do you have frequent viral or bacterial infection? And if you have six or more of these symptoms, you probably have a vitamin B12 deficiency. And just to reiterate, B12 deficiency indicates a decreased production of red blood cells. So the whole idea is to take the liquid methyl B12. You put it under your tongue, and you can do that once, twice, or three times a day. The recommended dosage by another doctor that I listened to was about 3,000 mcg, which would be like three kind of little squirts under the tongue. You hold it for about 30 seconds and swallow it. And you could do that about three times a day, and that would give you about 3,000 mcg, which will increase red blood cell production, and red blood cells deliver oxygen to all the cells and tissues of your body, Red blood cells, of course, increase your metabolism, your blood circulation, and body temperature. So this is a study on vitamin B12 in methyl form. I want to move now into the whole idea of the five pillars. And this is, I'm going to start this way. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, be it outer skin cells or inner skin cells, the diagnosis is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the diagnosis is Parkinson's disease. When fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive organs, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. I want us to understand that there is a connection. It does not matter what diagnosis you have been given. It is critical that you address five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So just to start off with cancer. Cancer cells are replicating in your body, or there could be multiple sclerosis replicating in your body. So one thing I know is that cancer starts from an injury. And once there is an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury that triggers the stem cells into action. The stem cells are your little carpenters in your body. Every organ and gland has stem cells. And once the stem cells are triggered into action, the whole process of cell replication starts. Now, in order for stem cells to replicate healthy cells to repair an injury, they require nutrients. There's no other way they can replicate healthy cells for you. And we all know what those nutrients are. It is all common sense. That's why we eat those foods. Those nutrients are proteins, which convert to amino acids, and enzymes, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, oxygen, water, and so on. If the body has, or if your body has adequate amount of nutrients and oxygen and water, then stem cells are triggered into action to replicate healthy cells to repair that injury. And one thing we know, that in cancer there is cell replication. The stem cells are replicating cells, but they are not repairing the injured membrane. The question is why? So that's why there is continuous cell replication. The stem cells cannot repair, or not, they cannot replicate healthy cells to repair the injury. The whole process of repairing the injury is not happening. Why? That's where inflammation comes into play. The whole idea of inflammation. Inflammation means a swelling, an irritation at the tissue level. And that inflammation is caused by poison, toxic waste debris that your body is not moving out. Your body is not getting rid of that toxic waste debris. The lymphatic system, whose job it is to move that waste debris out through the elimination channels, that's not happening. It's become stagnant. And that's where chronic inflammation takes place, where now oxygen and nutrients are not moving to that injured area at all due to the poisons causing the inflammation and the swelling and the irritation of the cells and tissues. When the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells, those little carpenters, can no longer take place. If there is enough sugar in that injured area, that inflamed injured area, and there is a lack of oxygen, then oxidation flips into fermentation because sugar feeds the fermentation process. And this is when parasites, yeast, fungus becomes active. So again, when the oxygen levels below 35%, the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line, mutates the cells with a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that we call cancer. Let's talk about the elimination channels. Number one, the lymphatics are responsible for taking out that poisonous toxic debris. There is a whole set of lymphatic vessels that parallel the blood system. The lymphatic vessels are filled with salt and water. Therefore, they pick up the toxic debris, neutralize a lot of it. It gets sent through the lymphatic nodes, and then it's moved out through the elimination channels, the bowels, and the kidneys, and the skin through perspiration, and even out through the lungs. So it's critical that those elimination channels are working at optimum levels. Then we need to understand, now I'm getting some feedback noise, if we could please mute out, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Then the next thing that we absolutely need to understand is the whole process of blood circulation. It is critical that the blood be cleansed so it can circulate the oxygen and all the nutrient energy to that injured area. So if we understand that in addressing cancer or Parkinson's or infertility or MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, whatever that may be, we need to address the five pillars. So what do we do to address injury? We eat the right foods. We eat meat. Meat is known to raise body temperature. We eat the meat products, not just meat, but the meat products, the protein products. All the meats and chicken and turkey and lamb and buffalo and, oh my goodness, there's so much to eat, and eggs and so on. And we eat the phytonutrients from the vegetables. But even if we are eating the right foods, we're not getting enough nutrients. How do I know this? I know this because there is an epidemic of cancer. There's an epidemic of diabetes. Seems to be an epidemic of depression. And of even people with multiple sclerosis. We're not getting enough nutrition from grocery store bought foods. This is why we need to resort to some superfoods that nature's sunshine sells. They are called superfoods because every one of those superfoods has gone through a meticulous nutritional analysis. And so what do we do to enhance the foods we're already eating? We do a superfood smoothie. What do we put in that superfood smoothie? Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing minerals. And I would say an ounce, and people who have trouble, they would need to do maybe 2 or 3 ounces a day. The next one, flax hull lignans, is in a powder form. These lignans are scientifically known to bind toxic xenoestrogens. Candida produces xenoestrogens. And the flax lignans bind it and clean them out of the bloodstream. So what do? We add a little scoop to that smoothie. Colitrim Plus. Candida in our body affects the production of collagen, which is essential. It's like the glue to the tissues and membranes and all the muscles. Candida interferes with collagen production. So we add or replace that with Colitrim Plus, which is a collagen powder from a bovine source along with freeze-dried aloe vera. Powerful for cleaning and healing the leaky gut and the intestinal tract and the inner skin and outer skin. And we put a scoop of that in. Then we add water and berries. And if you don't do berries, you can do Zambrosa from Nature Sunshine, very potent antioxidant. And we use clean water, not alkaline water, which reduces the stomach acids. We just use clean water. And then we add a green zone or a chlorophyll. We put this together with some soul stick energy and some ice cubes in a shaker bottle. That's it. It's very simple. High dense nutrition. If you have one of these serious problems, you need to do this minimum twice a day. Then we move into cleaning out that toxic poison that's affecting the blood circulation, making the blood sticky and heavy. And so this is where I use Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach. 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening. Goes into the bloodstream. It's not being used for digestive purposes. It goes into the bloodstream and digests foreign proteins. Those that are coming because food, before it's fully digested, is leaking out into the bloodstream. So Protease enzymes cleans that up. It's also known to be effective in breaking up the outer coating of tumor or cancer cells. Then we use colostrum on an empty stomach, two times a day, morning and night. It gets into the bloodstream to bind toxic lectins that we are getting from the grains we're eating. We do not eat grains here. They have lectins in them, glyphosates in them, phytates in them. Those are those bad guys, and we need to clean that up. Colostrum helps to clean the lectins out of the bloodstream. Then we do MC. MC is an oral chelation product, a tablet. It's known to bind heavy metals. And everybody's had those vaccination shots, flu shots. We need to clean that out of the bloodstream. And those tablets, MC, helps to clean that up. And then we do cat's claw combination for the lymphatic system to get that lymphatic system moving. And we take 3 times a day. And then we want to clean out the fungal infection. This is where we use PAPA. Having said that, PAPA is presently not available until November. There is a quality control issue. Nature Sunshine has received a bad batch of PAPA, and they refuse to sell PAPA if it does not meet their quality standards. Consequently, PAPA is not available to the market until November. That's what I hear recently. PAPA has over 20 years of study by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. I know Dr. Jerry personally. He studied it in laboratory settings with small laboratory animals. He said PAPA is 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. This is amazing, and it has no side effects. A baby can take PAPA because it's so safe. So anybody that takes on a program for cancer needs to follow these five pillars in order to get results. And often the question comes up, well, how long should I do this? Well, just think of it this way. If there is a broken bone in your body, you know that it might take 3 months before that's repaired. So think of cancer in exactly the same fashion. Cancer means there is also an injury, not a bone injury, but there could be a bone injury, like bone cancer. And so the same principle applies, minimum 3 months. But usually within a year, people get rid of their cancers. But I'm not saying always, because I remember Dr. J, I think he did the PAPA program for 5 years before he got really, really great results for his bladder cancer. The thing to do to remember here is your body is created to heal. You have to give it nutrition. You have to clean out the blood. It does not matter how long it takes. It's just keep going until this works. The other issue to address is this whole issue of inflammation. The sources of inflammation must be addressed. The poisons that caused the blockage of blood circulation needs to be discovered. And this is where you may need to have a consultation with me, or you can do the TAFI program to become self-reliant, and you'll discover it for yourself. So at this point, I'm going to turn the recording off, and we'll open it up to questions and answers. Just give me a second.